सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So we are in Canto 3, Chapter 25, and we will sing verse number 11 today. But before that, Devahuti has approached her son, Kapil Bhagwan, about the knowledge of self. That was already decided. She asked Kardam Muni that you have to give me the abhay, fearlessness. And Kardamji said, your son or our son Kapil Bhagwan, he will give you that knowledge of self. And he left for forest, Banaprastha. Now one day Devahuti approached Kapil Bhagwan and said, ki indriya tarsanat, I am very much agitated because my indriyas are very much agitated. They always want to go to sense objects and there is no end to it. There is no end to it. Always they are extrovert and they want to go and enjoy objects. And she thinks that she has fallen in deep ignorance. It's a gyan. Deep ignorance. And not only that, she has said, Dusparasya Paragam, it is very difficult to come out of your own from this agyan. What is agyan? Not knowing our true nature is agyan. So one cannot come out of ignorance without the help of teacher. Number one. It is very difficult to cross this sansar. Very difficult. Then she said, today I have got you. And Brahmaji told me that he can remove your Agyan Granthi. I am already aware about it. So now you have to give me that knowledge by which I can cross this sansar sagar. So in verse number 11, she is going to surrender to her son. Surrender is a prerequisite for getting knowledge of self. In case of Arjun also, we find Arjun also in Bhagavad Gita, he surrendered to Lord. Although they lived for many, many years, but Bhagavan never gave him jnan. Atma jnan he never gave to Arjun also. Similarly, unless one surrenders to his teacher, knowledge he will not get. So therefore, now here we find Devahuti is surrendering to Bhagwan Kapil.
Tam tvam gataham sharanam sharanam svavritta samsara tarakkutaram jigyasayaham prakitev purushasya namami saddharma vidam varishtam.
Tam tva gata aham. Now I am approaching you. Saranam saranyam, I take shelter. Why? Because you are worthy of taking shelter. Saranyam, you are worthy. Why you are worthy? Because you have got the knowledge of self, you are jnani. Saranyam. Svabhritya, bhritya means servant. Svabhritya, your servant. Your servant means your devotee. I am your devotee. I have surrendered to you. You are my teacher. Now it is your responsibility to take care of me. Svabhritya. Sansarataro kutharam. Kutharam means axe. An axe, kutharam. Sansarataro, this sansar, which is compared as a tree, it is very, very strong. And it has to be cut. It has to be cut. So please cut this, my sansar tree. Then she says, jigyasaya aham. Now I inquire. See the question. What you should ask your guru. What he says, prakrite purusasya. I want to know, what is this prakriti, what is this purus? Prakriti and purus, I want to know about it. Most of us, we are ignorant about both Atma and Anatma. Atma and Anatma, we are not aware of their true characteristic, true nature. But still we are acting in the world. We don't know. So she says, I want to know about that purus, the ultimate truth, the reality, and the prakriti. Prakriti means this whole world is created by prakriti. I want to know about the prakriti and I want to know about that Brahman also. Purus and prakriti, namami, I salute you. Sad dharma vidam varishtram, who are you? Sad dharma vidam, you are the knower of truth, that sad dharma. You are the knower of truth, sad dharma. Not only that, varishtram, varishtram means the greatest. Among all the knowers of the truth, you are greatest. You are greatest. Okay. So please, as for asserting the true nature of prakriti and purus, I have sought refuge in you. First, surrender. I want to know about this spiritual vidya. And there are, we have seen, there are only two things, Atma and Anatma. She wants to know about Atma and Anatma. Purus is Atman or Brahman. And the whole sansar is anatma only, prakriti. We call it prakriti also. Achha. Why I am taking refuge in you? Who afford protection to all? Whosoever comes to Lord? Mam eva prapadyante. Whosoever surrender? He removes his maya. Maya metam tarantite. He removes maya. And you are an axe, because this Brahma Gyan will remove all attachment. Therefore, an axe, which can cut the tree of material existence of your devotee. I bow to you, the foremost of those knowing the secret of true religion. You are the knower of the truth. Therefore, I have come to you. You see, Sankhya Darshan is well known as Purus and Prakriti. They use these two words, Purus and Prakriti. There is only one Purus, and rest of other things are of Prakriti only. Like we say, na, there is one Atman, other than Atman, everything is Anatma. Similarly, there is one Purus, and this Purus is enjoyer, you know. Ultimate enjoyer is that Purus. But in between, the individual Purus comes. We also call him Purus. This jeeva, deluded one, he thinks, I am enjoyer. Jeev thinks, I am enjoyer. But really, the real enjoyer is the Atman or Brahman. The deluded one thinks, I am enjoying. So we call this deluded person also Purus, because he thinks he is enjoying. But if we have got this concept that I am enjoying material things, then it is called sansar. When jiva thinks that I am enjoying this prakriti or the sense object, then it is sansar. So he gets attached to sansar. He thinks I am getting sukh from this. Therefore he gets attached to sansar. Now this attachment, if you cut with the axe of vairagya, it can be cut. This attachment can be cut. How? Vairagya. With the vairagya. In chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita, it says, asanga sastrena drinena chitva. Asanga sastra. What is the sastra weapon? Asanga. Detach. What is it? Vairagya. Asanga sastrena drinena chitva. You can cut it. Okay. So all living beings with jiva also is prakriti only. All jivas, all the purus which are deluded are thinking that aham karta. They are only the part of prakriti only. Because purus is only one. Ultimate enjoyer is only one. And once somebody takes a shelter or surrender to his teacher, then he gets the self-knowledge and he is liberated. He is liberated. Sat dharma vidam varishtam. So what is our dharma? The dharma of Kapil is to give the knowledge of self, the knower of truth. What is our dharma? Our dharma is to do our duty. In Bhagavad Gita, again and again it is said, you have to do your duty. In whole of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan has not advised any particular sadhana. Only he has told how to do our duty. We are all doing duty, but how to do it, we don't know. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. If we follow that instruction, our mind will get purified and we all will come fit for that. Now this question will arise in a mind which is purified. Otherwise, the question of purus and prakriti will never come in mind. Will never, never come in mind. Very rare people get this question that I want to know that tattva, you know. I want to know about the purus or prakriti. Purus and prakriti, atma and anatma. I want to know. Because people think I am getting joy from the objects of the world. So they want to revel. They want to enjoy that only, yes. And the whole life they pass this way, enjoying sense objects. So Kapil Bhagwan will tell the Sankhya Darshan. So Sankhya Darshan is basically what? Purus and Prakriti. In our Vedant, what you call it? Atma and Anatma. Same thing. Same thing. But he will tell about the bhakti, which is important for a sansari to come out of sansar. He will tell about the bhakti because bhakti is very, very practical, easy to follow and to do. Easiest method is bhakti. 12.
Maitreya uvacha iti swamatu niravadyam ipsitam nishamya pumsam apavargavardhanam diyavinandatmavatam satam gatihi bhavasai satasmita sovitanana.
Iti thus. Now the Maitri uvacha. Maitri uvacha. Maitri is the teacher. And who is Sishya? Vidur. Vidur is Sishya. He wants to know about the Leela of Kapil Bhagwan. So therefore, Maitri is narrating. So what happened after that? Iti thus. Swamatu. Swamatu, when Kapil Bhagwan heard the question of his mother. What was the question? Question was that I want to know about the Purus and Prakriti. This was the question. It is a spiritual question. It is a spiritual question. And she did not say that you put your hand on my head and make me liberated. This and that. No, nothing that. You have to get the Gyan. Without Gyan, Mukti will never happen. So you tell me about this. Okay. Swamatu Nirvadyam Ipsitam, the desire. It is uncontaminated. It's a pure, very good question, spiritual question, uncontaminated. Nishamya, after hearing this question, punsam apavargabandhanam, for the people. She asked this question, but it will be benefiting all of us. See, punsam, that question, tell me about purus and prakriti, is not only will help devotee, it will help all of us. What is this apavarga vardhanam? Apavarga vardhanam, mukti. What is this apavarga? We'll see. In short, this question will increase your desire for mukti. Dhiya abhinandya. Then he welcomed, thanked in mind. See, Kapil Bhagwan didn't say, oh, thank you very much, you asked me such a good question. In mind, he thanked her. It's good that such question has come in your mind. Since this question has come into your mind, it means your mind is purified. How the mind got purified? Because she was living with Kardam, who was a realized saint. So naturally, her mind also got purified when he was doing all his sadhana and she was helping. So her mind was also purified. Atmatam, atmatam. So you are interested in to know the knowledge of self. Atmatam. Satam gati, and you want the path. Gati means the path. Path of sat, path of mukti. Babhasa, he said. Bhagwan said, since you have asked question, I have to answer. Babhasa. Kapil Bhagwan answered. How? Isat smit sobhit anana. Anana means face. Now the description of the face. Kapil Bhagwan. Isat slightly. Smit smiling. Sobhita, face was beautiful. Anand, face. So when he heard this question from his mother, he smiled, he thanked mentally, and now he will give the answer for that also. So Maitri Uvach, having the words of his mother so meaningful and calculated to stimulate interest in the path of liberation, Kapil, the sole refuge of all spiritual seekers, spoke, his face beaming with a smile that approved fully of her words. So Devuti knew that she is bound. Bondage is there and she is in that chakra again and again and again and trying to satisfy Indriya, and she was unable to. She never got fulfillment. Now bus, Indriya never says no, it's over. And she has seen the shortcoming of the bhava-sukha. Bhava-sukha means sansar-sukha. We all have experienced this bhava-sukha. And we all know the shortcoming of bhava-sukha. What is the shortcoming of bhava-sukha? All the sukha which we are getting from the sense object are temporary, number one. Number two, they never gave us fulfillment. Krit-krit-tita, I am fulfilled, nothing more required. It never happened, never happened. These are the shortcomings. So it has stimulated the desire for mukti. How long you will go on satiating your indriyas? So the desire came. So this is called apavargavardhanam. Apavargavardhanam. So there is pa varga in Varnamala. Ka varga, cha varga, ta varga. There is pa varga. Pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. This is called pa-varga. Pa means pap. To fulfill our desire, sometimes we do pap also. Pha means phal. We want to enjoy our karma phal. Ba means bandhan. Bandhan. We all are bound by our karma phal. We don't know how to act in the world. So whatever we do, we bind ourselves. Bind ourselves means what? We are increasing our vasana. Bind ourselves. Bandhan. Then, bha means bhai. We have got fear. Always fearful. Always fearful. What will happen if my position goes away? What will happen if this happens, that happens? Bhai, fear. Ma, maran. Everybody is frightened of his own death. We all have got a fear of death. So in sansar, this pa, pha, ba, bha, ma is there. Pa varga is there. And she wants aparvaga, where this pa, pha, ba, ma is not there. Where there is no pap, there is no phal, no bandhan, no bhay, and no maran, no death. Apavarga bandhanam, bardhanam. So she wanted that. Apavarga bardhanam. That means mukti. She wants to come out of sansar. Now Bhagwan is answering to her question. Verse number 13.
Sri Bhagavan uvacha yoga yadhyatmika pumsam mato nisreyasayame atyanta uparati yatra dukhasya cha sukhasya cha.
Yoga adhyatmika. Yoga adhyatmika. Bhagavan says, okay, I will tell you about that. What is that? Adhyatmik yoga. We have learned about the karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, but this is the first time we are learning adhyatmik yoga. What is this yoga? So Kapil Bhagavan says, I will tell you this adhyatmik yoga. Adhyatmik means what? Adhi atma. Adhi atma means pertaining to, adhi means pertaining to, atma means about. I will tell you a yoga, a path pertaining to atma. Pertaining to atma. Adhyatma yoga. Punsam, punsam and for all entities, for beings. Mato nisreyasayame, and which is approved. It is approved. The adhyatmik yoga is approved. And what it will give? Nisreyasaya. It will give mukti. It will give liberation. Ultimate benefit it will give. May it is by me. What will be the result? Atyanta uparati yatra dukhasya cha sukhasya cha. Atyanta, complete. Complete. Atyanta. Uparati. Uparati means detachment. Detachment. Atyanta uparati. Atra, where? Dukhasya cha sukhasya cha. From dukha and from sukha. You must have heard this sentence. Atyantik dukh nibritti and atyantik sukh prapti. Atyantik, complete. When you get this knowledge, self-knowledge, and you have this aparoksha anbhuti, you experience it, then what will happen? Atyantik dukh nibritti. Atyantik dukh nibritti, no more sorrows, no more worldly sorrows. And atyantik sukham, that also, the complete cessation of this temporary happiness. Many times we have seen that the sorrow comes from atma. What happened? No reaction. Sorrow comes from anatma, never comes from atma. So once I have detached myself from the sansar, from the world, from prakriti, from maya, detached from the maya, and now connected with Atman. What is that Atman? Satchit Anand. Satchit Anand. So can I get dukh there if I am attached to Satchit Anand? No. So if I am connected to Atman, If I abide in Atman, what will happen? Atyantik dukh nibritti. Atyantik dukh nibritti. Total cessation from all sorrows which is coming from the world. World means anatma. Anatma. And since now I am attached to Atman, I will get atyantik sukh prapti. What type of sukh? It is different from the sukh which we get from the sense objects. That is permanent sukh. What we are getting from the sense object is only temporary sukh. So yoga adhyatmik, see Bhagavan uvacha. So in my opinion, the only means to nisreyas, only means to nisreyas for the mukti is a yoga in the form of contemplation on the Supreme Self. Adhyatma yoga. Adhyatma, adhi atma. Adhi means pertaining to atma. Contemplation on atma. which causes detachment, cessation, uprati from all joy and sorrows of the material world. So in sansara, everybody wants happiness. We all want permanent sukh. But we all are trying to get that permanent sukh from a finite things because whole anatma vastu is finite only. There is only one infinite in this world, that is truth and reality. That truth and reality, that infinite truth or reality can give me infinite sukh. Each and every being of the world, be it human or other being, they all want sukh. They all want sukh. But we all are searching at wrong place. We all are searching at wrong place. How? So Bhagavan says, it is dukkhalaya, yehi sansparaja bhoga dukkha yone evate. Whatever sukh we are getting by touching the sense objects of the world, yehi, anything of this world, sansparsaja, jam is born. Any sukh born out of by touching any sense object of the world, Bhagavan says, it is dukkha yonyo evate. It is dukkhi yoni hai. It is the womb of dukkha, sorrow. Aaj nahi kal, it will give you sorrow only. Dukkha yoni. Then what is the way out, Bhagavan? So Bhagavan says, mam upetya punarjanma dukkhalayam asaswatam na apnuvanti. Mam upetya. If you come to me, if you come to know me, if you can experience me, mam upetya, punarjanma, no more rebirth, where? Dukkhalaya. What is the dukkhalaya? This whole anatma is dukkhalaya, the whole brahmand is dukkhalaya. Don't think the swarg is sukhalaya. No. From there also we have to come back. And we all know that mukti can happen at two places only. One is in this martyalok in human form. Another in the brahmalok. From Brahmaji will give you. But there we have to wait for a long time, you know. Because the life of 100 years of Brahma is very long. You have to wait there. But the knowledge is one and same. The knowledge we will get here, same knowledge Brahmaji will give there. So why not get this knowledge here and now? Why should we go to Brahmalok and to get that knowledge? Mam yata punarjanam dukkhalam. No more rebirth in this dukkhalam. Which we think it is very giving, very sukh to us. No. Each sukh is followed by dukh only. Dukkhalaya. Asaswatam is impermanent. The whole world is impermanent. Asaswatam. Then, naapnuvanti, you will not come to this world then. Naapnuvanti. You come to me, you will hear. So simple. Should we not try or strive for reaching that state while living? So by bhakti yoga helps us to attain mukti. So what we have to do? Be some in sukh and dukh. The sukh and dukh will come. We cannot stop it. We have seen it many times. The joys and sorrows which are coming now are the product or the fruit of our past action, which we have already done, either in this life or in previous lives. I cannot, or we cannot undo those actions. We cannot undo. Fruit will come and we have to experience it. But the fruit giver will be somebody, because Bhagavan is not going to come. Oh, this is your packet of joy, this is your packet of sorrow. No. Bhagavan is seated in each and every being and even in the inert things. We have seen many times. He is present everywhere as a principle of existence. So the joy and sorrow can come from the inner things and the sentient things also. The table may give me joy. If tomorrow this table is full of scratch or it is broken, it is giving me dukkha. So it can be an inner thing or it can be my own people, my own relatives, my own children, my parents, my friends, relatives, my boss. They can give me sukha and dukkha. So they are only, you can say, the carriers. You can say the postman delivering the post to you. This is a post of sukh, this is a post of dukh. But we always blame them, you know, the carrier. My child is giving me dukkha or sukh. Are no, it is not your child, it is your own past actions which are fructifying now. And we are getting result for that. Akhandananda Maharaj says, if you want nisriyas, if you want nisriyas means if you want mukti, mukti, then practice adhyatma yoga. What is adhyatma yoga? Very simple, he says, no atma and no anatma. This is adhyatma yoga. What is anatma? Know your gross body, know your subtle body, know your causal body, know this world, OET, anatma. Know the characteristic of this anatma things. What is atma? Know the characteristic of atma also. We don't know the characteristic of both. Because we never study Shastra. We have got Gita or maybe Upanishad also, but it is on the self only. Next.
Tamimam te pravakshyami yamavocham puranaghe rishinam shrotukamanam yogam sarvanganai punam.
Tamimam, that very knowledge. Te pravakshyami, I shall explain to you. Yamavocham, which I told. Yamavocham, I told earlier. Are earlier? To whom? Rishinam. To Rishinam, all the sages, I told the same, this Sankhya Darshan. Why you told them? Shrotu Kamanam. They were eager to listen. They wanted to know about the Purus and Prakriti. So I told them also, what? This Yogam, Adhyatma Yogam, which I am talking about, I have already told this earlier also to sages. And how this adhyatma? Sarvanga naipunam. Sarvanga in all respect. Naipunam, it is serviceable or it is very practical, very easy, very simple. Sarvanga naipunam. And when did you say pura? Earlier already I have said. Anaghe. Anaghe means, oh sinless. Kapil Bhagavan is telling his mother Devuti, you are sinless. You are sinless means you are purified. Why you are purified? Because you ask this spiritual question. This spiritual question will not come in the mind if a mind is impure. Therefore, O virtuous lady, you are anagha, sinless. I shall now explain to you that very yoga which is perfect in every limb and which I taught to sages who were keen to hear it, O virtuous lady, anagha. So it is not new. It is not new path, adhyatma yoga. It was there in practice. And now somehow it has got lost. Same thing Bhagavan said to Arjuna also. In chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, I found, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavanaham Abhyam. After giving him the Karma Yoga, how to do our duties in this world. Chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. We all studied in detail Karma Yoga, how to act in this world. Bhagavan said, this I gave to Vivaswan, to Sun, at the time of creation. At the time of creation. When the creation started, Bhagavan Krishna was born in Dwapar Yuga. Not Satyug, Treta Yuga, he was born in Dwapar Yuga. And in Dwapar Yuga, he is telling Arjun, both are of the most of the same age. Maybe about 60, 70 or 80 years age. At that time he's telling, I gave this knowledge to Son. So it's not, the meaning is that this Karma Yoga is not new, but it got lost for some reason or other. Similarly, this Adhyatma Yoga is not new. Don't doubt it. Many people practiced and reached their goal. Next.
Cheta khalvasya bandhaya muktaye chatmano matam gunesu saktam bandhaya ratam vapumsi muktaye.
Now the discourse starts. Be very attentive and careful. Bhagwan Kapil says cheta. Cheta means mind. Mind. Khalu asya bandhaya muktaye chatmano matam. Atmano means for the living entities, for all living entities. This mind is bandhaya mukta, bandhan, bondage, mukti, liberation. This mind is considered to be the cause for bandhan and mukti. Okay. Gunasu sakta bandhaya, gunasu saktam bandhaya. What is bandhan? What is bondage? Sakta, attached to whom? Guna. What is guna? Sattva, rajas, tamas is guna. Sattva, rajas, tamas belongs to maya. Maya is prakriti. One who is attached to prakriti. What is this prakriti? All anatma. One who is attached to anatma, he will get bandhan. He will get bandhan. So how will I get mukti? Ratam va punsi mukte. Punsi means God. If we attach to God, mukti. So simple. This bandhan and mukti is in mind. Number one. If this mind is attached to anatma, anatma means guna. Guna means sattva rajas tamas. Sattva rajas tamas means maya. Maya means prakriti. One who is attached to maya or prakriti, attaching to maya or prakriti means its expression. What is the expression of the whole maya? Whole anatma. Anatma means what? My own body and the whole Brahmand. All 14 lokas come under anatma. They all are changing and perishable, including Brahmalok. All lokas are perishable. So, whosoever get attached to this anatma is bound. And other than anatma, what is there? Atma. Only two things are there. Not many things. Not many things. And science is very simple. If you attach to anatma, you will get sorrow, you will get bound, you will remain in the cycle of birth and death. Number one. If the same mind is attached to Bhagavan, same mind, not different mind. We all are attached to Bhagavan, Atma or Anatma? We all are attached to Anatma. Therefore, we all are under the cycle of birth and death. Same mind, if it is detached from Anatma, and attached to Atma, what will happen? Mukte! Mukti! Liberated! So mind alone is held responsible for the bondage and mukti. So first thing, where is this bandhan and mukti? In your mind. Number one. Okay. Attached to the objects of the senses, it leads to bondage. When, however, it develops affinity to Bhagavan, it brings liberation to Jiva. Same thing is said in Amrit Bindu Upanishad. Manev manushyanam karanam bandha mokchayo bandhaya visayasaktam muktam nirvisayam smritam. Man ev manushyanam is the mind. Man ev manushyanam. What is this mind? Karan. It is the cause. Cause for what? Bandhan and mukti. Bandhan and mukti, they are in mind only. Bandhan and mukti in mind. Bandhaya visayasaktam. If you are attached to the visay, visay comes in the category of atma. Huh? Anatma. You have to respond, I will check again and again whether visay is atma or anatma. You have to not, so that I can understand that you all know that visay is not atma, visay is anatma. So, with bandhaya visayasaktam, if somebody is attached to visay, sense objects, he is bound. Muktam nirvisayam smritam. And who is mukta? Nirvisay, bas. Nirvisay. You don't have to throw visay. We have to live in visay. But don't get attached, that's all. Don't get attached. Only this much is to be done. Nirvisay. Akhandanand Maharaj says, Paramatma is in mind only. So visay, where are the visay? Visay are also in mind only. We all receive visay in the form of thought only. I am seeing all of you in the screen. How? In the form of thought only. You all are not entering all at a time in my head. You all are separate, they are outside. So how you are all entering? By thought only, vritti. And whole this thing is what? The vritti is anatma only. Anatma only. And where is Paramatma? Paramatma is also in mind. How do you prove Paramatma is there? Because vritti is inert. Who is illuminating this vritti? Paramatma is illuminating. Where is he? He must be there. He has to be present there to illuminate my vritti. Therefore, Paramatma is there in the mind itself. Mind itself. And where are the vritti? Thoughts? They are also in mind. They are also in mind. If the mind is attached to vritti or visay, it is bandhan. Same mind, detached from vishaya, attached to Paramatma, mukti. Any doubt about the science? So simple. Only detached from one place, attached to another place. That's all.
Aham mama vivana utthaihi kama-lobha-dibhir-malaihi vitam yadamana-shuddham dukkham sukham samam.
Aham mama abhimana utthai. The root cause of all problems. Root cause of all problems is aham and mam. Aham and mam. Root cause. Because of this misconception of aham and mam, this is maya. Tulsidas ji says, mai aur mor torte maya. Aham and mam, this is maya. Aham, ego. Mam, this is mind. Minus and I-ness. These things are the core of all problem, misconception. Utthai, they produce what? They produce kaam, lobh, adhi bhi, malai. Malai means the impurities. What they produce? काम क्रोध लोभ मोह मद मात्सर आसक्ति ईर्षा ऑल दीज थिंग्स आर कमिंग फ्रॉम वेयर फ्रॉम द इम्प्योरिटीज आर कमिंग फ्रॉम अहम एंड मम अहम एंड मम अहम मम इज द कॉज अहम एंड मम इज द कॉज बीतम यदा बीतम इज फ्रीड ऑफ दिस बीतम इज फ्रीड फ्रीड ऑफ वॉट फ्रीड ऑफ इम्प्योरिटीज मलई मलई मीन्स वॉट आर दोज मलई इम्प्योरिटीज काम क्रोध लोभ मोह मद मत्सर इज द मलई इम्प्योरिटीज फ्रीड ऑफ द इम्प्योरिटीज यदा मन शुद्धम दैट इज शुद्ध मन यदा मन शुद्धम अदुखम असुखम समम नो दुख नो सुख ऑफ मेटीरियल थिंग समम सो वन द माइंड इज क्लीन ऑफ इट्स इम्प्योरिटीज इन द फॉर्म ऑफ लस्ट एंड ग्रीड इन आवर वेदांत व्हाट विल से वी ऑल हैव गॉट वासना विच इज कॉल्ड लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स We all have. And that is a curtain in between me and my Lord. My Lord is seated in my own mind. But this vasana is also there in mine. It's not allowing me to reach to my Atman or my Paramatma. So when this vasana likes and dislikes, which produce desire at intellect level, and action at the body level, when the vasanas are reduced, that means mind is purified. Mind is purified. Then it is said, manisuddha. Manisuddha. Now how to purify mind? That we have studied in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. That is in the chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, given how to purify our mind. So the root of all the impurities, I-ness and minus, when they are not there, it becomes pure. When it becomes pure, it becomes indifferent to pleasure and pain and get equipoised. When the mind becomes pure, then it becomes equipoised. You see, mind cannot remain idle. One thing we have to understand, we have to give some work to mind. The mind is habituated for millions of years to go to OET to become extrovert. So if I take out my mind from anatma, I have to give him something. I have to give him the job, you now go and attach to atma. From anatma, you to atma. So that is to be done. So we have to turn our mind to Lord Bhakti, bhakti. When the mind is attached to sense object, we call it asakti. Same mind, same love, when transferred to Lord, it is called bhakti. Love is same. Love is same. When we are loving sense objects, it is asakti. When the same love is transferred to Bhagwan, it is called bhakti. So by bhakti, we have to turn our mind, and that will purify our mind. So Guruji says, this is Adhyatma Yoga. Removing senses from OET and engage them into the Lord is Adhyatma Yoga. That's all. The whole Adhyatma Yoga in one sentence, Guruji said, just shift your mind from sense object, from the Vishaya, from the world to Bhagwan. Akhandanand Maharaj says, one Mahatma said that this mind is Maya. This mind itself is Maya. Okay, because mind creates sukh, dukkha, bandhan, mukti, everything. So this is Maya. Okay, then how, what is the mantra to come out? What is the mantra? Mantra, he said, man antar. Mantra is man antar. Man antar means turn your mind. Turn your mind. Now the mind is habituated to go out. You have to make your mind turn inside. Gurudev used to say, take a U-turn. U-turn means mind is going out. Now you have to, where is your Paramatma? Paramatma is inside my mind. So how, what you have to do? You have to take a U-turn, come inside. In your mind you will find. So this is mantra. So mantra is turn your mind toward Lord.
Tada purushatmanam kevalam prakiteh param nirantaram swayam jyotihi animanam akhanditam.
Tada, when you turn your mind inside, tada, purusa, mana jiva, atmanam, in own self. In own self. Kevalam prakrite param, kevalam pure. Prakrite param, transcendental to material things. Param, he is other than anatma. Bhagwan is other than atman. How is that? Nirantaram swayam jyoti. Nirantaram, always. Swayam jyoti, self-effulgent. Self-effulgent. Sitting in my own mind. Always. Swayam jyoti. Swayam jyoti means self-effulgent. Illuminating. Illuminating what? Illuminating the presence and absence of thought. If the thought is there, it illuminates that thought also. If the thought is not there, that also it illuminates the thought is not there. Like a stage light, whether the drama is going on, it illuminates the drama. It illuminates the show going on. Or a dance. Or if there is nobody there at the stage, still the light illumines, there is nobody there. Absence of everything. Similarly, in the mind, the Paramatma is always present as a self-effulgent. Whether the vritti or the thought is there or not there, it illumines both. Swayam jyoti, animana, animana, infinite but very subtle. Animana, very subtle but infinite. Animana, akhanditam, not fragmented. Don't think he is a little but only this much. He is infinite in sitting in us. So at that time, the jiva can see himself to be param to prakriti. When I transcend my mind, when I transcend my mind, I see that Paramatma in my own self. Mind itself is an inert thing, made of panchamahabhut, subtle panchamahabhut. When I transcend my mind, which is inert, where will I reach? I will reach that Atman. What is Param? How is it? Self-effulgent, Swayam Jyoti, and never fragmented, akhanditam. Although very minute size, but it is infinite. It is infinite, very subtle. And Gita also says, Mamai Vanso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Bhagavan says, my ans is all Jiva. I am there. How Vedanta explains it? Vedanta explains it, each one of us got the reflected consciousness. Reflected consciousness we all have got. Vedanta explains this way.
Jnana Vairagya Yuktena Bhakti Yuktena Chatmana Paripashyati Udasinam Prakritim Chahataujasam.
Jnana Vairagya Yuktena Bhakti Yuktena. Three things are required to meet that Paramatma in my mind. Three things are required. One is the jnana. Jnana of what? Jnana of Paramatma. Jnana of Paramatma. So when you sit in the meditation, before that you must have the knowledge of Paramatma. Suppose if I reach there, I have to verify whether he is there or not. How to verify? First, I must have the knowledge of Paramatma. If I transcend my mind, what will I get there? At that time I will verify. So jnana, vairagya. So vairagya is also needed. You cannot have anatma and atma together. You have to choose one out of these two. So if you want Paramatma, you must have vairagya from anatma. Vairagya from anatma. And bhakti yuktena, equipped with the bhakti, chatmana, by the mind, it is the mind. Paripasyati, one sees, lo. In your own mind, paripasyati. Udasinam prakritim cha hataujasam. Udasinam prakriti. The mind is there. Now the mind is not that powerful. It has weakened. Its power is gone. Because I have gone to more powerful thing. In between prakriti and purush, who is more powerful? Purush is more powerful. Why? Prakriti is dependent on purush. Purush is not dependent on prakriti. Purush can stay without prakriti. But prakriti cannot stay without purush. Therefore, purush is more powerful. When I come to purush, this prakriti becomes weak. This prakriti becomes weak. Atojasam. In that position of self-realization, by practice of jnana, vairagya and bhakti, one sees everything in the right perspective. He becomes udasin, indifferent. After that, once realized, you become udasin. Udasin means what? Uttasin. Utta means aap upar baith gaye. Now you are seeing the world from the bird's eye view. Uttasin. You are not concerned. Uttasin. Indifferent. To material existence, prakriti, and prakriti has reduced the strength on him. Once I've come to know, realize, but Paramatma, prakriti has got now no more power on to weaken me. So just as a germ of a disease can affect a weaker person, but not a strong or one who has got, like we have got the corona, they say, no, those who are weak, they get this virus, pat. But those who have got the immunity, powerful, corona can't do anything. Similarly, to the jivan mukta, this prakriti or maya cannot do anything. But to a jnani, it will overpower. Without knowledge, realization can never happen. And vairagya creates situation for knowledge. Even if you go by bhakti yoga, in Bhagavad Gita it is said, dadami bhakti yogam, Lord says, I will take care of the knowledge for my bhakta. I will take care. Dadami buddhi yogam, I will arrange knowledge for him. I will tell him where is Chinmay Mission Yamunotri. Where will he get knowledge? I will guide him. Or, sitting inside, I will reveal myself. It is his choice. Bhagavan Krishna gave knowledge to Uddhav, his choice, directly from Bhagavan. Krishna Uddhav got. When Vidurji met Uddhav, he said, Lord gave me knowledge of self. Vidur said, Are de do, mere ko do. Bhagavan said, no. Uddhav said, no. Bhagavan ji has said, Vidur is going to come to you. He will ask for self-knowledge. Don't give him. You direct him to Maitreya. Maitreya will give him knowledge. Maitreya. So who decides? Who will give you knowledge of self? Lord decides. So it is his choice. If he wants to give directly, he will let you from inside. Or if he wants to give you via media, he will direct you to, you have to go to that person. So one can achieve realization by jnana, vairagya and bhakti yoga. And he will see the things in the right perception. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kanchati sama sarva bhutesu mad bhaktim labhate param. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Brahma bhut, who has realized. How is that prasannatma? After that, he is no more worried. Prasanna, always cheerful. Na sochati, na sochati, no lamentation. And na kanchati, there is no hankering, no desire. Sama sarva bhutesu, in that state, he is sam. He knows the Atman in me and Atman in all beings is one and same. Samam sarva bhutesu. He is seeing everybody as sam. He has also the same Atman. Mad bhaktim labate param. He will get my parabhakti. He will get parabhakti. So if we are attached to anatma, will I get parabhakti? No. You will not get. When will I get parabhakti? Attached to Bhagwan. Everything is Bhagwan is doing. Even Hanumanji and Vibhishan asked for parabhakti, they both got it. Both got it. Why? Always thinking about Bhagwan. How are we? Always thinking about? World. Now you will chant Mahamrityunjaya Mantra 3 times. Om.
Trambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva bandhanat mrityurmukshiyamamritat Om Trambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva bandhanat mrityurmukshiyamamritat Om Trambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva bandhanan mrityurmukshiyamamritat Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om